ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। प्यूरिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट 19। गा गोपकैर् अनुवनम् नयतोर् उदार वेणुस्वनै कलपदै तनुभृत्सु सख्यः अस्पंदनम् गतिमताम् पुलकस् तरुणाम् निर्योगपाश कृतलक्षणयोर् विचित्रम्। गागोपकैरनुवनम् नयतोरुदार गागोपकैरनुवनम् नयतोरुदार वेणुस्वनै कलपदैस्तनुभृत्सु सख्या वेणुस्वनै कलपदैस्तनुभृत्सु सख्या अस्पंदनं गतिमतां पुलकस्तरुणां अस्पंदनं गतिमतां पुलकस्तरुणां निर्योगपाशकृतलक्षणयोर्विचित्रम् निर्योगपाशकृतलक्षणयोर्विचित्रम् गागोपकैरनुवनं नयतोरुदार वेणुस्वनै कलपदैस्तनुभृत्सु सख्या अस्पंदनं गतिमतां पुलकस्तरुणां निर्योगपाशकृतलक्षणयोर्विचित्रम् गागोपकैरनुवनं नयतोरुदार वेणुस्वनै कलपदैस्तनुभृत्सु सख्या अस्पंदनं गतिमतां पुलकस्तरुणां निर्योगपाशकृतलक्षणयोर्विचित्रम्। చిత్రం మతజీస్ భాగోపకైరనువనన్నయతోరుదారా గా ద కౌస్ గోపకై విత్ ద కౌర్డ్ బాయ్స్ అనువనం టు ఈచ్ ఫారెస్ట్ నయతః లీడింగ్ ఉదార వెరీ లిబరల్ వేణు స్వనై బై ద వైబ్రేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్స్ ఫ్లూట్ కల్పదై having sweet tones, tanu britsu, among the living entities, sakhyaha, O friends, aspandanam, the lack of movement, gatimatam, of those living entities that can move, pulakai, the ecstatic jubilation, tarunam, of the otherwise non-moving trees, niriyoga pasha, the ropes for binding the rare legs of the cows, kritalakshanayo, of those two, Krishna and Balram, who are characterized by vichitram, wonderful. Translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. My dear friends, as Krishna and Balram pass through the forest with their cowherd friends, leading their cows, they carry ropes to bind the cow's rear legs at the time of milking. When Lord Krishna plays on his flute, the sweet music causes the moving living entities to become stunned and the non-moving trees to tremble with ecstasy. These things are certainly very wonderful. Purport. Krishna and Balram would sometimes wear their cowherding ropes on their heads and sometimes carry them on their shoulders. And thus, they were beautifully decorated with all the equipment of cowherd boys. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that the ropes of Krishna and Balram are made of yellow cloth and have clusters of pearls at both ends. Sometimes they wear these ropes around their turbans and the ropes thus become wonderful decorations. So this is from the chapter, The Gopis Glorify Krishna's Flute. Today also happens to be the auspicious disappearance day of Srila Srivas Pandit. So we'll try to discuss both these topics as far as possible in our allotted time. Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan సగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ ఓమజ్ఞానతిమిరాందస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధూభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. దేర్ ఈజ్ ఎ కనెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీవాస్ ఠాకూర్స్ లీలాస్ విత్ కృష్ణ లీలా ఇన్ వృందావన్. సో ఐ థాట్ విల్ బిగిన్ విత్ శ్రీవాస్ ఠాకూర్స్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఫస్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ విల్ సీ హౌ వీ కమ్ అక్రాస్ వృందావన్ లీలా within his pastimes. Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, the primary source of information about who is who in Gaur Leela. The name suggests Gaur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gana, his past, his Leela, his associates in his pastimes, Deepika, that lamp which shows who is who, Ganodesh Deepika. Srivas Thakur is Narad Muni, four brothers, Srivas, Sri Ram, Shripati, Srinidhi, all born in a Brahmana family. And we see in the Panchatattva, we have the dioramas on our altar today. Of the five, Krishna is Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balram, Nityananda Prabhu, who is the source of all incarnations. Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. And Gadadhar Pandit is the internal potency. So these four, they don't belong to the Jiva category. They are not ordinary living entities. Srivas is the one living entity category, Jiva category in the Panchatattva. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So Bhaktakhyam, the one known as the devotee, that is Srivas. His brother, Sri Ram, is identified as Parvat Muni. Narad Muni as Angida Muni as his friend, traveling companion, preaching partner, or you may have Parvat Muni. So, in the Mrigari pastimes, he had Parvat Muni. And the Chitraketu pastimes, he had Angira Muni. Narada, as the name suggests, he who can deliver Lord Narayan. That means bhakti of Lord Narayan, jnana of Lord Narayan. That's why he's called Narada. And Muni is a thoughtful person. There are two kinds of Munis. Prabhupada describes in his typical English way, one who can agitate his mind. Now that doesn't mean that this agitation is what you and me undergo. This agitation is called like churning. One who can think fast, very fast. And there is the good Muni described in the Bhagavad Gita, Sthita Dhi Muni Uchyate. Sthita, fixed. Dhi, buddhi, that kind of Muni. So he has done all kinds of churning, all kinds of agitation as to who is the object of meditation. Now he is only concerned about the thought process of that particular object where he has now fixed his mind. So both kinds of munis think. But the first kind of muni which we are discouraged from trying to become is Nasav Rishir ya Nasav Munir yas matam na bhinnam. So these kind of munis, Prabhupada says, are the mundane wranglers. Those who, you say something, the moment you have made your statement, my mind thinks in terms of, how can I refute this? How do I find something which doesn't apply? Like you may say, this is how liberation can be achieved. And the first category muni, he may try to find some loopholes. So in fact, today's law profession, accounts profession, and everybody is just trying to, like there is one set of people who try to make laws, and there are other set of people who try to break laws or try to find some loopholes. So that kind of Nasav Rishir Yasya Matam Na Bhinnam, especially as regards to what is dharma, what is the duty, they can never agree on one particular point. Each proudly flaunts his opinion, because his opinion is his identity. That's how he identifies himself with whatever he has stated. Narad Muni is not that kind of a muni. He is firmly situated. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Narada Muni Bajaya Bina. He sings on his, sometimes it's called a tambura. Bhaktivinoda Thakur identifies it as a Bina. Radhika Ramana Nami. He only sings the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. For a long time, these four brothers, Srivas, Sriram, Sripati, Srinidhi, they are the inhabitants of Nadia district, staying on the banks of the Ganga, very, very devout Vaishnavas. And Srivas is almost like much, much senior to Lord Chaitanya in age. In fact, when Lord Gauranga made his appearance, Srivas already was a adult family man. And at that time, there was one particular chaos in the western part of the world and another kind of chaos in the eastern part. The eastern part chaos we read in Chaitanya Bhagavat, where people would read Bhagavat but would not understand what Krishna Bhakti is. They would be so happy with their learning. Vidyanagari was the place of hundreds and thousands of graduates coming, getting their diplomas. Debating was the art. It was the profession. People would be very happy if their son would become a big debater, mundane wrangler. And specifically because of this, they would have lavish ceremonies, zamindars, landlords. They would have ceremonies to worship various demigoddesses. People were very happy, proud of their position that we are big Devi worshippers. So this is a sort of a trap, a mental trap, where a devotee, you can't call him exactly a devotee, but a worshipper, he feels that the more lavish I do worship, the more I will get from my particular deity. So, you have this Navakundi Yajna, then Shatakundi Yajna, then Sahasrakundi Yajna. So you feel just the nature of doing big, big Yajnas and big lavish performances, that makes the Devi happy. If Devi is happy, she gives you more material prosperity, and that's it. Within this whole milieu, suddenly you have Vaishnavas like Srivas, Advaita Acharya, they are chanting Hare Krishna, they are reading Bhagavatam, tears flowing from their faces. And these Devi worshippers, Shaktas, they can't make any sense out of that. So they used to condemn them. They used to say, this is because you are poor people. Why don't you become like us? At least you will get some prosperity. You are chanting Krishna, Krishna all night. It's not because It is told that you should chant. Hunger is the main cause. You just don't have anything to fill your bellies. So imagine, Srivas Thakur, when he would walk around the streets of Nadia district, people would taunt him, and all he could do was just pray that, my Lord, please do something. The particular chaos, this is if Lord Chaitanya appeared in the year 1486, and we are talking of 1470, 1460, that was a time in the western part of the globe, there was this big excitement about discovering new lands. I think it was 1492 that Columbus began his expedition. So, 1486, Mahaprabhu comes in this world, and he's not a Mahaprabhu, but someone trying to discover a new thing. So, one devotee, I forget his article, but he compared that the Western world was trying to find out the globe outside, which your two eyes can show. And Mahaprabhu was trying to take people the whole world inside, discovering what is in your heart. Similar times, similar adventures. The one they discovered, dead and gone, it's all about exploiting. Mahaprabhu's adventure was not about exploiting. Srivas Thakur's adventure was not about exploiting. So all day long, they would immerse in Bhagavatam, and especially if Haridas, Advaitacharya and others, they would give discourses, be very nectarian. Their only burning issue in their heart would be, why can't we share this with others? Why can't these people also taste this beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam? After Lord Chaitanya's appearance, it was Malini Devi. She is described again in the Gaur Gaunin Siddhipika as the nurse Ambika in Krishna Leela. So Ambika is the one who nursed Lord Krishna. She took care of him. She fed him her milk. And Ambika's sister is Narayani. Again in Gaur Leela, the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Now we come to the point where little Nimai is already showing his, in the words of Krishna's Gurudev Goswami, his chapalya, his agitated nature. Looking at Nimai, Srivas would feel irresistibly attracted. Little did he know that worshipful Daivat of Srimad Bhagavatam, what he is relishing every day, that same Krishna has come here now. But for that whole period, Mahaprabhu had covered himself, so he would not be visible. So these devotees would think within themselves, and when one day one expressed his heart, who is this boy? So then they were told that he is the younger brother of Vishwaroop, who is to come to their sabha. Slowly, Shachimata would start telling Nimai to go and fetch his brother, it's time for prasad. So the Acharya described how Nimai would come. Practically all over India, you know that 5, 6, 7 years, children don't even wear clothes, especially in the villages. They're just allowed to be like that. So that's how we would be described, as dressed in all four directions. Digambar. Dig is Disha. Ambar is Vastra, clothes. So he would come and he would tell Vishwaroop, please come for prasad. And then Vishwaroop would have to tell them to wait for some time. I have to go and take prasad and I'll come. At that time, they would all see Nimai, but they would not understand that he is the same Lord of our lives. As Nimai grew, one day he told Srivas, I will surpass all of you in devotion. Just wait and see. And he would say, What kind of arrogance is this? How can somebody say like that? Normally, devotee circles, you don't talk like that. That, look, one day I'm going to be a better devotee than you. But from Nimai's point of view, he was speaking the truth. He is Krishna himself taking the bhava of Radharani. So they would not like to hear such things, very Avaishnav kind of dialogue. At the same time, when they would hear that, they would be attracted. So it was too much for them. They would always sit and not agree not to discuss about this fellow, and they would end up only discussing about him. We have to take a few jumps in our narration here. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Gaya and then comes back, and then he goes as an arrogant scholar, comes back as a full-fledged devotee. What happened? Why all of a sudden he chose Gaya to reveal his real nature? The clue is, he met Ishwar Puri, his spiritual master. Even when, normally, Vedic literature describe Lord Vishnu as Triyugi, the Lord who comes only in three yugas. Why three? Because in three yugas, he explains that he is the Lord. He teaches about himself. Only in Kali Yuga, he doesn't proclaim his divinity in front of all and sundry. He keeps it a secret. Channa Kalau. Prahlad Maharaj glorifies the Lord as Channa Kalau. You are covered in Kali Yuga. Achanna Avritta in Kalau. But when he came and he began exhibiting his madness, as much as he was arrogant, that pendulum's end, now he was at this end. He began to tear his hair. He began to bite his chest. It was as if he would dash his head against a rock. At that time, just like in India, if something happens, people just crowd around and somebody says, a fit. A heart attack. So everybody gives this different kinds of do this, do that. Somebody said, you should do this puja, you should do this sacrifice, you should do this kind of thing. Somebody says, put some Shiva oil. Somebody says, no, she put some Narayan oil. Now all these are bona fide oils, by the way, in Ayurveda. And somebody says, no, I know what this is. This is Vat. What has gone in his head? So-called modern allopathic science doesn't call madness by any other word except, some aberration here and there. But the correct understanding is Vat. A mad fellow is called Vatul. Vat has gone. Or in common parlance we say, isko hawa lag gaya hai. Somebody from villages comes to the city and they say, sheher ka hawa lag gaya. So why hawa? Because vat when it goes here, it makes you mad. So that vat imbalance has to be reduced by massage, oil, specific diet. Shachi Mata told Srivas, my dear Brahmana, what has happened to my son? Why is he behaving like this? And it's all in front of Nimai, who is practically swooned right in the street. And he says, what happened? Why are you so concerned? People are calling him mad. They are calling he has an imbalance of Vat, Vayu. So Shriva said, blessed Vayu, I am praying for this kind of a situation. Don't you ever think this is madness? This is divine ecstasy. And such was the trust of Mother Shachi on Srivas. She said, if you would have said that he has gone mad, I would have lost all hope. I would have given my life also. Please, thank you so much. So that was the kind of hold Srivas' opinion would have over a very, very pious family. Along with this exhibition of extreme Krishna consciousness, sometimes the Lord will also get his we can call it a fit in the proper sense of the word, that one day he came to Srivas's house and said, "Srivas, worship me." Actually, I was very confused when I read this first time in the Chaitanya Leela. But then you try to understand from Srivas Thakur's point of view, this is the moment which he was aching for so many years. He wanted to worship Krishna like that. So there was a small throne of Vishnu. I haven't seen it exactly, but they call it Vishnu's Asana. So there was a small, awkward kind of thing, but Lord Chaitanya sat there, and then he thundered practically, "Srivas, this is the Lord of your life, whom you are worshipping. This is the Lord who is glorified throughout the pages of the Vedas. Now worship me, glorify me." And Srivas was very happy. In the mood of Varahadev, Lord Chaitanya once carried a water pot on his head. Now this is the rule of this world. As soon as something goes nice, you are happy with something, there will be some detractors. So one fellow, a neighborhood person, he was confused, he was angry, he was jealous. What exactly happens with Srivas Thakur and his close group of people? So, like the common thing would be to go and ask him in a humble way, but he didn't. Instead, in the morning, Srivas opened his house, the courtyard door, and there was those red hibiscus flowers and kumkum, and practically all the paraphernalia for Shakta Puja, what Shakti worshippers do, black magic kind of thing. Please understand, in this age, if you are innocent, the more you try to say, "I have nothing to do with this," people just take the opposite point of view. So Srivas Thakur, he just clapped his hand, shouted loudly and made a small crowd in front of him and said, "Look, this is what I do. Every night we have Kumari Puja," or whatever they call them, take young virgins and have affairs with them and do black magic and all kinds of things for material prosperity. Surprisingly, people came and they said, "Please stop. We know you are not doing any of these things. This is the work of somebody who is very envious of you." So as I say, the ulti matra worked. There were people who were so envious of Srivas Thakur that when they would gather, see, it's just like the rumor mill, 3-4 people coming together and they start discussing about something. By the time the discussion ends, if there is a big accident, already 10 have died already. Although it might be only a few injured, but by the time the discussion ends, so, these people came together and started discussing, what do we do with these devotees? At that time, Lord Chaitanya had told the devotees, if Krishna Prem Prapti is the goal of life, if chanting is the only means, if Sankirtan is the dharma for this age, why do we waste time even in sleeping? Now those devotees agreed, yes, it's true, we should not be wasting time in sleeping. So all day they would preach holy name, and all night they started having Sankirtan in Srivas' courtyard. Now courtyard doesn't mean it was just like an open thing, it was like a closed thing, enclosed. And all the people who would want to get inside, they won't be allowed. And all the ruckus, all the sound, mridangas, kartals, and devotees ecstatically laughing, crying, rolling on the ground, all kinds of things. So the rumor mill began again, churning, grinding rather, slowly. One person came and said, "I think the Qazi, the local governor here, is not very happy with this kind of thing. These people are spoiling our religion. Where does it say that you have to chant so loudly? In fact, the Lord is sleeping, it is Chaturmas, you should not be disturbing him by chanting so loudly." immediately that somebody had said the Qazi has taken notice, somebody said, no, not only has taken notice, he's already filed a complaint to the Muslim king. The third one said, actually if he has done it a few days ago, the king must have sent some soldiers by now. Finally somebody said, they are actually coming, I saw something, and that it must be that some kind of a dust which was raised must be the king's soldiers. And you know how these people come? They will come and they will not ask for who is Srivas, where does he stay. They will just round up everybody and they will kill us. They will destroy our homes. We must do something. So one of them said, why don't we break his house and throw it in the Ganga? These news came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, are you afraid? He didn't sort of reply, he didn't actually say. So Lord Chaitanya took upon himself the responsibility of telling his devotees what does he do to protect his devotees. He said, Srivas, don't you worry. Let the king send horses, soldiers, infantry, cavalry, whatever. I will ask them, you bring all the religious people in your group. You chant all the hymns and prayers, whatever is available. And you make one horse cry or change his heart. Srivas, what will happen is, they may try and nothing will happen. And then I will say, now let us chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So when we start chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even the horses, the animals, the birds, beasts, whoever is there, they will cry in ecstasy. Seeing this, Srivas got his faith. Actually, he already had his faith. Reading these pastimes, we get our faith. That yes, what Lord Chaitanya has given has some substance. And as a modicum, as a small token, there was this 4-year-old niece of Srivas. We mentioned about her mother, Narayani, who is the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Mahaprabhu told her, chant Krishna Naam. And just because she heard Krishna Naam from Lord Chaitanya herself, tears were flowing like a syringe, her body was trembling. In fact, very soon she just swooned on the ground, collapsed. These are the pastimes which occurred in close connection with Srivas Thakur. It is said that one should not have an aspiration of being a direct associate of the Lord. Obviously, some of us will get association of any, like a spiritual master. Some, by dint of their seva, will be very closely connected. Some will be connected to those who are closely connected. Some will be connected to those who are closely connected to those who are closely connected. And that's how life is. In spiritual world, those who are farther away, they get more attention or more mercy or more love. Why? Just because they are humbly situated at that particular vantage point and continuing with their seva. Just a simple thing, that once Lord Chaitanya was being given an abhishek, and a simple lady born in a very simple family, we don't even know who her parents were or what her family lineage was or whatever. In fact, in India, children, when they die untimely, 3 months, 4 months or whatever, and the parents are very concerned, they think that if I name my child in a very unattractive way, Yamraj will spare him or her. Like some people have, their son is called Garib Das. Why Garib? poor fellow, spare him. After 2-3 children born, but they die untimely. So the fourth one is called Garib. So this girl was called Dukhi. Now, anybody would like to give your child the name Dukhi? But that was the reason that poor Dukhi, spare her. All her life was consisting of some menial service here and there. So Mahaprabhu wanted his abhishek to be done. Devotees were ecstatic. You need Ganga Jal for it, among other paraphernalia. So Dukhi would just go, fill the pitcher and bring it. Where was she? Very far away from the main scene. But Mahaprabhu noticed. And he said, Srivas, who is that housemaid in your household? He said, her name is Dukhi. Mahaprabhu said, no. From today her name will be Sukhi. And not just in name alone, but he transformed her completely. Surprisingly, there is another story in connection with somebody from Srivasa's household. That is his own mother-in-law. Now, of course, the Dukhi was his servant, but his mother-in-law was his intimate relative. She one day decided to actually participate in this night kirtan, not by dancing, but by being a spectator. And she knew she won't be allowed. But she thought that, you know, I am Srivasa's mother-in-law. Who's going to stop me? So these wicker baskets, plainly available everywhere in India. She hid herself under a wicker basket and was trying to watch the evening kirtan. So they would chant Mangalacharan and they would begin the kirtan and Mahaprabhu would begin showing different mellows. But today or tonight, the kirtan began and Mahaprabhu said, stop, stop, stop. Srivas, is there anybody who is, they use the word vijatiya, not belonging to our particular understanding? So he said, no, my lord. All of here are your devotees. But since Mahaprabhu has said that, Srivas decided to investigate. There he saw his own mother-in-law. So he dragged her and kicked her out. He says, nothing doing, you are not allowed here. She thought that, maybe because I am so intimate, nobody will do anything to me. So in bhakti, proximity is with the process, not with somebody. You can't say that I am close to this person, therefore, you know, I should be given that particular seva or benefit or whatever. One tapasvi, as you know, Nadia was filled with all these kinds of devoted personalities. He came to Srivas and said, look, I shall give you my description, what I do. The only thing I do is perform tapasya all day long. I am a strict brahmachari. I don't even accept grains. I take only milk. So Srivas said, all right, but then what do I do for you? Please allow me to watch your kirtan. So he said, look, it's kind of difficult. I don't choose. Mahaprabhu decides who should be allowed, who should be not. He promised, I won't commit any kind of interruption there. My only desire is to see what you people do. In fact, in one lecture, I think Prabhupada said, Sankirtan is not about seeing. Sankirtan is not about hearing. Sankirtan is participation. So, he sat. Again, the same thing happened. After some time, Mahaprabhu said, I can't really. Srivas, is there anybody here? So, Srivas Thakur, trembling, came. He came to know that Mahaprabhu has understood. He said, Mahaprabhu, there are no atheists here. Mahaprabhu said, no. I didn't say that. I didn't talk about atheists or theists. Is there anybody who should not be here? Is he here? So Srivas sort of looked in the direction where the brahmachari also was watching. And suddenly Mahaprabhu, like thunder, he cracked. He said,
What kind of individuals think that they can participate in Krishna Lila Sankirtan? You think with some mundane knowledge, you get the chance to serve Krishna? Do you know what it means to be a devotee? Your heart has to be purified. With Gyan, simply becomes hard. You become proud of your achievements. You become arrogant. I don't care a fig for all this kind of achievement these people may have. And he knew all this is for him. In a dejected mood, he began to leave. But in his heart he was thinking, it's kind of good that it happened. All these years of tapa, achievements, has made me very smug, secure in my own life. And I felt that nothing can dislodge me from this. But today I understood, the way I wanted to understand bhakti, this is not the way. I need to be humble. I tried to barge my way into something. Good, very good that this kind of heart surgery was conducted today. The more he began to deride himself, the more his heart became softer. And at a particular point, he heard Mahaprabhu saying, call him. And he said, oh. He came before Mahaprabhu. He said, I am very sorry. I was proud of my tapa. I was proud of my knowledge. I was proud of my celibacy. Today you have destroyed my pride to smithereens. It's all destroyed completely. I am very happy. So Mahaprabhu said, look, Krishna doesn't care for your achievements, for your knowledge, for your austerities, penances. All he wants is a simple, devoted heart. Keep that heart a pure place. Offer it to Krishna. And then see what joy comes. So, this Srivas, as Narad Muni, I have only 5 minutes left. Once in Mahaprabhu's Leela, like we are all going for Rath Yatra now, some of us at least, on the 5th day of Rath Yatra, it is revealed that Lord Jagannath, who stays at Dwarka, the temple of Jagannath is on Nilachal, Blue Mountain, which is technically Dwarka. And he goes to this place called Sundarachal, that is Gundicha Mandir. It has nice gardens and everything nearby. So that is technically called Vrindavan. It is revealed that the Lord has taken permission for only one day. He told Lakshmi, I will go to Sundarachal and come back. And he stays here for 7 days. So on the 5th day, Lakshmi herself comes. She is carried on a palanquin. She comes to see Hera. Tries to see. Hera Panchami is when she tries to see why Jagannath is not coming back. This is Antya Leela, chapter 10, I think, where Lord Chaitanya asks Swarup Damodar, how come Radharani and the gopis, they are called the Naikas, the heroine, what are the ways in which they describe their, they express their anger? So Swarup Damodar says, sometimes a girl, now here a girl doesn't mean any mundane girl, he means a girl, means a gopi only. A girl, when she is ditched by her lover, that means Krishna, she may not say anything, she may dress in very bad clothing, not take any alankar, not take any ornaments. She may be drawing lines on sand, or she may just sulk in a corner. This is how she expresses her pride at being neglected by Krishna. But he said, but Lakshmi, when she wants to express her anger, she dresses gorgeously, takes a palanquin, takes with her hundreds of servants. This is very amazing. So Lord Chaitanya says, you describe, what exactly are you telling me? I never heard of this. He said, my Lord, what happens is, the Lord has said, I'll come back in one day. Ratyatra is Ashad Shuddha Dvitiya. So Tritiya you should come back. But he doesn't come. So on Panchami, Lakshmi herself comes all bedecked with all kinds of finery. And she has hundreds of servants. And she says, first of all, catch all these Jagannath servants. They are the ones who took away my Lord. So you and me who are pulling Jagannath, we are all guilty before Lakshmi Devi. She says, bind all of them. Beat them up. So her servants, they beat. They use all kinds of loose language. And the servants of Jagannath are like helpless. Hey, what happened? And their master is chup. He's not saying anything. So because Lakshmi Devi is in too much of anger. So he falls at her feet and says, okay, I'll come, don't worry. Suddenly, hearing this Leela, Srivas Thakur, that Aishwarya Bhav, his Narad Muni, he likes to see Lakshmi Devi, it erupted in his heart. And he actually started glorifying her. So he told Sarup Damodar, Vrindavaner Sampad Dek Pushpa Kisalai, Giri Dhatu Shikhi Picha Gunja Phalamai, Gunja Phalamai. He said, Vrindavan's opulence is some twigs and some flowers and some leaves and some peacock feathers flying here and there and some gunja, the raised red things which you see. And look at my Lakshmi Devi. Gold, silk, rubies, pearls, diamonds, ornaments, silks. So Sarup Damodar, he hears this and he mildly laughs. He says, Srivas, I think the opulence of Aishwarya of Vrindavan, you don't even understand. He said, what opulence? What do your gopis do? Dugdha auti dadi mathe tumar gopi gane. All day long they just boil milk. Dugdha auti dadi mathe, churn butter, churn yogurt. Amar thakurani baise ratna sinhasane. My lady, she sits on a throne of jewels. Now Sarup Damodar decides, I have to say something now. So he says, please try to understand, Vrindavan is not just a place where there is just leaves and flowers and twigs strewn here and there and some peacocks strutting near in the neighborhood. He said, every gopi has more opulence than Lakshmi Devi of Vaikuntha. The ground is all chintamani. The trees, their roots are all full of jewels. Nana ratna nibaddha moola vitapa. That's how it is described. People there, they don't talk. They sing. Normally, we sing while we are taking a bath or whatever. Or especially when you are happy. So that is the thing. You sing only when you are happy. If they are happy all the time, why would they talk? They don't feel like walking. Every gate, which is a G-A-I-T gate, is like a dance movement. Nyas. Sarup Damodar, just sort of triggered by Srivas Thakur's opinion about Vrindavan, he goes on and on and on describing, and Krishna's Kaurav Goswami at that point, he describes this last verse of Brahma Samhita, which we sing. Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpatarvo. And in this way, we bring this connection with today's verse, finally, that we have aspandanam. Aspan, spandan is movement. Aspandanam is lack of movement. So Vrindavan is a place where when Lord Krishna plays on his flute, the sweet music causes moving living entities to become stunned. The calf goes to its mother, opens its mouth, takes the udder and stops. Because Krishna has played his flute. I think it was Bhakti Vishramba Madhav Maharaj. We had just brought our deer, the one on Radha Gopinath's
right hand side. And he said, did you read the Bhagavatam verses and make the deer's mudra like this? So I said, I don't understand. Maharaj just said we want a deer because in Vrindavan there are many deer. He said, this particular mudra, the deer is looking like this. He described by Vishwanatha Chakravarti that the deer want to see what's happening and they are stunned. So, this is this Aspandanam Gatimatam. Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Those who have movement, they become stunned. Those who are naturally stunned, like who? Like stones. They start flowing, they start melting. The river Jamuna, she has to flow, she stops. But stones were at one place, trees were not supposed to show any movement, they tremble. All this is because, like the whole laws of natural sequence in nature, they get upturned or they get changed because of the sweetness of Krishna's flute. And Shukdev Goswami, he just uses the last word, vichitram. Certainly it is just wonderful. We don't get this kind of description in the Bhagavad Gita, where it just says, Naam Prakash Sarvasyam. No, he says, Natat Bhasete Suryo Na Shashanko Na Pavakaha. Just imagine, what kind of information you get about Vrindavan in that. That's the beginning stage. Natat bhasete suryo na shashanka na pavaka yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. Prabhupada wrote the book Easy Journey. One old friend was a donor, supporter. So he said, Swamiji, you wrote this book about how to go to other planets? So he said, yes. Is it possible? So he said, yes. But if you once you go there, you can't come back. He said, hey, I don't want it. So Prabhupada said, this is how Maya keeps us. You just like to go somewhere, see things, and again come back. So we again come back. Where? We go back to where our home is. But we have a wrong idea of what our home is. Today morning we were listening to a class. So, somebody said, Prabhupada, today scientists don't accept Vedic authority. Prabhupada said, I have no problem with that. But can they escape the process of accepting an authority? No, you can't. You can't say, I won't surrender to anybody. He says, surrender is a must. Independence is an illusion. All I am offering is, instead of surrendering to Maya, surrender to Krishna. I am not changing anything here. The process of surrendering is eternal. Those who are eternally surrendered, they get this kind of benefit. Like what we are reading here. Vichitram. It's very wonderful. Very enjoyable. Srila Shivas Thakur ki. Srimad Bhagavatam Gantharaj ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hitai Gaur Premanande. Very much. Hare Krishna.